NatCore CEO Chuck Pravini drove down to the Swank Racquet Club of Philadelphia in Center City to talk to an association of investors. He says his solar startup can make traditional panels with higher efficiency and more power output. The big picture, however, is that China, the world's leader in solar manufacturing, is rethinking the incentives it pumps into its solar industry.
Now the question is, who fills that void with technology? Of course, I'm hoping it's the United States, but someone is going to fill that void, because right now, small incremental changes, 1% in efficiency, 2% in power output, is going to make huge differences to that industry because it hasn't changed in years.
There is a big trade fight brewing globally over solar panels.
Jeffrey Ball is a scholar in residence at Stanford's Center for Energy Policy and Finance. He says China is hungover from a solar glut, currently trying to rationalize its support, while incentives in Europe are also fading away. Ball says that might create an opportunity for firms in the U.S. or elsewhere.
If there is a disruptive technology in solar, and there are lots of them that people are playing with, then suddenly China's edge, at least China's current edge, dissipates.
Ball says the price of solar panels has dropped far lower than anyone would have guessed. He says price competition is intense and the race is on to chip away at China's hold on the solar market. I'm Zach Seward, WHYY News.